There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes. Oh, Eddie, I've been thinking recently.
Thank God.
Right?
Yeah, I'm real proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, and I think about how sad Dean Corll must be in hell that he never got to experience Roblox.
No, yes.
Because think about it, you know, like Natalie and I had a bit of a conversation about this.
He would have loved it.
I was talking about this with Natalie about how, like, obviously the times have changed. But largely, some things are the same, mm-hmm. right? Like, kids are still getting into weird stuff their parents don't particularly understand. It's just kind of, the nature of it has changed, where it's like, it used to be, we had, our generation, we had to be really, really careful about getting snatched up physically, right? Like, we had to worry about a guy in a van.
Yeah, well, you had to worry about that.
But I'm just saying, like that's,
they let us loose in the world.
That's where you ran into pedophiles. You ran into them just sort of like randomly on the street.
In the street, yeah.
At the White House. Like, places that you go visit, right? Like,
yeah,
not
Boy
like,
Scouts of America.
All these other places.
But football practice.
But you had to, like,
pretty much everywhere but theater.
Right? And then you had to go to where the pedophiles were to be caught by them in a way.
Yes.
You had to go to their webs. Mm-hmm. Now, they just get to just go on Discord, yeah. And they got the pick of the litter of every child.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, Discord is too confusing.
I have no idea how to use it.
Every time I do the seance for our Patreon, for the first 5 minutes of me trying to figure out how to do it.
Michelle has to walk me through it each time.
Every single time.
And you know what that means? We're safe.
Yes.
Welcome to Side Stories. My name is Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson, and we have let the tech actually get past us to keep us from being perverts.
We are actually incapable of seducing a child.
I couldn't groom a child if I wanted to because I don't know how to turn on the apps. Yeah. I don't know what Roblox is. I've just seen the name. I know that all this comes for, because obviously all this is coming up because Rob decided, because Rob's life.
I thought it was a Minecraft thing.
No, Minecraft is actually
Minecraft.
Hey. See, that's what you do when you're fucking to make a baby you're going to molest.
Yeah.
Is it disgusting? Is it bad for ads?
That is really bad, especially like in the first like couple minutes.
No, we're past the point. We're past the monetization point. Yeah. We're past. I'm free. But we, Rob, whose life is probably as desperate as mine, sent me, like right before this, he got into a full DeForvid hole. For those of you that don't know, we've been covering DeForvid. His I guess his real name, it's David. I forget what his last name. I couldn't possibly give a shit. His performing...
He's DeForvid.
His name is DeForvid. He goes by David, which is the worst performing name I've ever heard. He is a quote-unquote musician that was found a dead body of his, right now, alleged girlfriend, literally child friend, Celeste Rivas, who seemed lovely, but she was anywhere between 13 and 15 years old.
Yes.
And it seems that DeForvid, whose real name is David Anthony Burke, who actually was raised in a very, you know, lovely home.
Seemed like he was, all the pictures I've seen of him, he was in a closet.
That was his choice. That was his choice.
That was the studio.
That was the studio. But he came from like a lot of money.
Yeah.
DeForvid was just some dude that started making songs when he was 15 about shit that didn't mean anything or wasn't real. But what I do notice is like, that's why this was coming up in my head. It was, I was asking Natalie, like, DeForvid, every one of his songs.
Incredibly popular.
I don't know how.
I never heard of him before they found the body in the car. And I just, hundreds of millions of listens.
Yeah, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
He's so bad.
He's like a younger blood.
He wishes. He wishes. But this guy, like, so now we know. I watched two deep dives. Who did you send me? One was...
Oh, there's like a guy named Turkey Tom or something.
Yeah,
like
some
that.
Other guy. He's like YouTube guys. But they break down how DeForvid met his child bride through Roblox.
Bride is giving a lot.
Yeah,
well, no. I guess they were going to get married after she turned 18. So go ahead. Yes, you're right.
Thank you. And so there was like, you see these messages between him. He starts to realize like it's a bit of a long grooming process for DeForvid. He has many other, like it seems as there are many other kids he was talking to at the same time. And it was all through these anonymous
video game chat boards.
Yeah, he was talking to her apparently when she was 12 and he was 17 is when the conversation started.
That's when it started. Again, I can't even imagine, like, what do you talk about?
I have no idea.
No idea. And but all of his songs, shows
Knife
too.
In the Closet, I guess.
I guess.
But DeForvid, every...
It's not a gay thing. He was just like, every picture is him in a closet.
That was his childhood recording studio.
Yeah.
But DeForvid, we now know that her body was found in an abandoned Tesla not too far from his original home in Hollywood. His Tesla, DeForvid. It was under his name. It was at an impound center. It was reeking. They opened up the front trunk of the Tesla. Inside was Celeste Rivas that was dismembered. There's a chunk of her definitely missing, we know.
Yeah.
We know that a chunk of her was missing. She was very badly deformed. And now we are seeing that DeForvid finally got his concerts canceled. But you should watch this deep dive to really, like, wow, he's so not talented that he literally couldn't even allegorically hint about killing his girlfriend. Every one of his songs is about killing a lady and dismembering her and putting her somewhere. But he does it sexy so the girls like it.
He has a song called Celeste.
Yeah, yes. It went unreleased, quote unquote, but it definitely puts them together. We also now know
Romantic Homicide.
But also, guess what? We also now know that there was a misinformation put out. Remember we talked about how they had matching shish tattoos?
Well, it's conflicting on either thing that I saw.
Yes.
One of them said they both had shish. The other one said that she had DeForvid.
She had DeForvid on her finger. On her forefinger, and he had shush. So his is multi-use, and hers is just for DeForvid. And then also what this deep dive showed me was that every single girl in his music videos was styled to look just like Celeste, and then cut to the live stream that DeForvid did with Celeste when she made a funny, quote-unquote funny joke about him, quote-unquote raping her, and then he had to make a funny thing, we're gonna get canceled. We got to shut off our stream. Like, it was this big funny joke because he had already brought his crew into this world. Like, DeForvid was already telling everybody, and it was already well known that he was dating a 15-year-old.
He said that he had media trained her.
Yes.
Like, he, by the way, he is only gonna get locked up for all of her, everything he said publicly.
Yes.
You know, the police honestly really don't have to do much because the internet is like, here's everything he said, here's all the discords, here's everything, you know. The
problem, though, is that does that not, what also, one of the worst parts about that is getting the internet involved in these cases because they also fuck everything up.
Oh, of
course. They
bring
a bunch, and then, like, half the stuff gets thrown out because idiots on the internet thinking know everything, and they think that, and it's like, you're just seeing what they put on the fucking internet. You have to remember that too. You're just getting what they are allowing you to see. So this, but we all know that DeForvid isn't J. Edgar Hoover, right? DeForvid's quite bad at covering up his crimes, and I think that DeForvid is soon going to be singing for a supper in jail.
Yeah,
we'll see, though. It's all alleged, right?
It's all alleged. Still, they're saying that there are a lot of people in DeForvid's circle that also could have committed this crime and hid the body in his car.
Very much
who had
so.
Access to his car and knew her, so it could have also. People are, you know, they want to do a toxicology test to see if maybe she OD'd, and then they tried to hide the body after she OD'd.
We know that she went missing several times. She went running away with DeForvid a couple of times and then returned. And so there's actually also some talk that the family knew that this was happening. And it seems that he was paying her off, and that money seemed to trickle down from Celeste to the family. Mm. So it seems to be a lot of stuff, a lot of crooked ass stuff. All I know is DeForvid, not a really good guy, and even worse, musician.
Yes.
So honestly, his biggest crime is his music.
Well, I mean,
besides murder,
who knows?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
So right now, his biggest crime is what he's doing artistically.
Yes.
Which is, it's quite bad.
The Reddit thing is crazy too.
Oh, it's a whole lot. He runs his own subreddit.
He's the only moderator in the DeForvid Reddit.
Oh, really?
And so he's been deleting anytime anybody talks about Celeste.
Of course.
Still?
Yeah. Well, he's the only one in there.
Oh, yep. Well, you know.
Hey, DeForvid's got a lot of time in his hands now that his concerts have been canceled.
Man, you know he's just pacing his fucking house.
As he should be.
Crazy.
He should be pacing a jail cell. But we'll find out.
Oh, yeah. He's very, not very currently still... officially not a suspect.
Yep.
So, I mean, I'm sure he'll be arrested by the time this comes out, knowing us.
Who knows? Or there's something we don't know yet.
Yeah.
There's like that. That's like the one thing that I'm still, whether they're just waiting till it's rock solid before they arrest him, or there's some piece of information that we don't know yet.
Isn't the FBI looking for his bodyguard or something too?
Everybody's, yeah, it's his whole crew. One of his gag. I went, so DeForvid is, God, I wonder what his jail albums will be like. He might actually get better in jail.
Yeah. Manson did.
He did. What is with all of these things? Like, I guess I don't understand. It's like one of those things I was like, this is where I brought up to Natalie being like, when we were young, I remember a feeling of wanting to be more adult.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's even more so now, right? Like, I feel like it's kind of amplified more. Like, these are all 13-year-olds acting as if they're all hardcore, hanging out with DeForvid. All he does is talk about killing girls. They all think it's fucking, like, romantic and dark.
Yeah, he was obsessed with gore.
Yes, he loved gore. But then I think about, like, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
But then I was, like, really trying to think, what were his songs about, though? Like, I kind of feel like it
were smelling children.
And, like, dark poetry. But, like, were they about killing women and doing bad things like this music? Like, I think about, like, a Chris Brown, where Chris Brown's whole thing is, like, sad songs, dance songs, but he's probably arguably one of the most dangerous musicians to
yes.
live, right? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. He's had several arrests for beating the shit out of women. He's done yeah. that many
times. And Frank Ocean.
Yes.
He got into a big fight with Frank Ocean.
So, but his music is like more like soft boy music, and then his personality's really intense, right? Yeah. Like, kind of like Drake.
Yes.
Right? Where he likes to have sex with children as well, sort of. Or at least to hang out with them.
He likes partying with kids.
Yeah, and then he, which is, again, I love a bounce house.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But I like being a bounce house bouncer.
Well, I like a bounce.
Stop bouncing!
Stop bouncing!
Stop bouncing!
Stand!
Hey, Jeffrey!
Troy,
stop bouncing!
Troy, standing like a goddamn man. yeah. So I don't know. I guess like, but I feel like how do you feel, Eddie? Do you think that it's like that the youngers, like the alphas and late Zoomers, are being forced to even grow up even faster than we were?
Of course. I mean, remember, like we had to like. You know, getting porn for us was very difficult.
Oh, sure.
You know, we had to like share each other's porn and stuff.
Well, I also
you know,
remember
we had to, like, hey, I got this tape. You're like, oh man, can I borrow it on Tuesday? You're like, yeah, sure. Frank's got it on Thursday, though, just so you know.
Yeah.
And then we'd all be like watching the same porno together.
But again, yeah, the predators were also like outside.
Yes.
And they were like, obviously, well, I mean, in our institution.
They were our teachers.
Yeah, and our
stuff.
Priests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But largely, they were still in meat space. We didn't have to deal with it in the box that we bring home and carry in our pockets all the time.
I know. Well, we, you know, very lucky, you know, it was just starting in the box when we were like 17.
It was. And then, yeah. And it quickly caught up, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had dial up. It took longer.
It's so hard. God, it's so hard to groom over dial up.
It really is.
It's so, so long. We have a bit of an Epstein update.
We have an Epstein update. Do we have a new stinger?
We do.
Yay!
Thank you for sending the Epstein singer, everybody. Who right. sent this one?
So this one is from a guy named The Slime Wave.
Okay,
and
cool.
Sleep in Lance. Let's hear it.
Oh, sweet.
Did he say you were on the island and enjoying your time?
I don't know. I think I was dissing Epstein and I'm enjoying myself. But I mean, that was more of a song than a stinger, but I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Right, like a singer. I just need a Epstein,
yeah.
Updates.
Yeah, yeah, the update. Yeah, right, something
here,
really
let's,
easy.
Let's
yeah.
see what you think about this.
That's great. Honestly, that was awesome.
Yeah, I think sometimes people work too hard.
It was a jangly. I like the jangly.
I think
Primus-like.
I think you might like this one a little bit better. This one is from Chris Law at lawstorytime.com.
It's an island adventure.
It's an island adventure.
Heck yeah, it's Jeffrey time.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Slime. That one was way better.
That's exceptional.
That one was way better. That was like, I don't know.
We're going to use that.
That one's a little too. I think, yeah. Actually, you know what? I think we're good.
We got a winner?
Yeah. I don't think we need to send it anymore.
No, I really like that one. Yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah, I really like that one. If you want to, who was that guy again? Law?
Chris Law.
Chris Law. If you want to do that one more time, but just add updates to the end of it.
Updates.
Yeah, that would really help. Or I guess we could do it.
We can.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Rob's a fucking engineer. here. Yeah. Let us know if you want us to handle it. But yeah, thank you, Chris Law.
Very small update today. It is basically as more and more documents are spilling out because our government is super bad at cover-ups. They're so bad at it, it's amazing.
Yes.
It's great for the rest of us in many ways. But it seems that our old buddy, Mr. Funny Little Wannabe Nazi himself, Elon Musk, he was also very much on the flight list.
Of course he was.
We have a new, but he tried very well. He actually did a good job of covering that up. He was really trying to bury that. That was a part of the whole release the Epstein files thing that he was trying to say.
Well, he said Trump was on the files. Well, if you know you're on the files, why would you say release the files?
This is okay. Him and Trump's breakup was fake.
Fake.
That's
it
all.
It happened on the 180th day. It was fucking fake.
Scripted.
Yeah.
He tried to do his best to cynically win people back by doing this strike against Trump.
Yeah.
Right? Then it didn't work. Then he's saying release the Epstein files because in Trump land, that's him playing the part of somebody who's anti-Trump.
Yeah.
So Trump knows that. I mean, Trump is very much so obviously in the files. We now know that we have the email that it specifically said to the FBI, get his name out of here. We also have Epstein specifically saying to Ghislaine, get his fucking name out of here,
yeah.
Which is the only name that has been asked to be redacted, by the way. No one ever asked about Prince Andrew out of there.
No.
Because guess who also had flight logs put in place? That was a part of these documents put out. Again, after Prince Andrew's supposed breakup with Jeffrey Epstein, that went very public. I don't know if you remember that, where
yes.
Prince Andrew, quote unquote, broke up after the charges went down and Epstein was finally released. And they had this famous, like, photo shoot that Prince Andrew said was set up by Jeff Epstein. That was it was in London, and you could see the two of them walking together. And Epstein did that on purpose, like he had that orchestrated to be like Prince Andrew's here, or is that yes, or is this at Central Park? It might have been in Central Park.
It's probably in Central Park, close to his home.
Well, it looks like Central Park, but it also looks like that main gigantic park right outside of Buckingham Palace in London. Mm-hmm. And they took public pictures together. And Prince Andrew from then on was like, I have not had a bit of relations with Epstein ever since. And now we know for a fact that they absolutely did. And that's where these new flight logs came out that showed in 2014...
Every time
Elon
you
Musk.
Say flight logs, I just think of taking a crap on an airplane.
That's what these guys did.
Yeah. Except it was a little grosser.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Honestly, it sounds like the bathrooms might have been nice. But this is the... So it's just showing that Prince Andrew's absolutely, utterly filled with shit.
Yes.
As we know. As
of
we
course.
Everybody knew. And Elon Musk was doing childlike reverse psychology.
Yes. I could see that.
And so the games are really shallow right now. These guys are all extremely bad at this, and nothing fucking shows me more after reading about Heinrich Himmler for the last, like, fucking month, when you're just like, God, these guys are so bad at being Nazis. It's just fucking, God, Himmler would be so disappointed. You have a Jew? You have a Jew-setting policy? Can you imagine that? Himmler would be so upset with this crew. But they're really...
And remember, Epstein was, of course, arrested during Trump's first presidency.
And murdered during happened to him during his first presidency as well.
Yes.
So they're all quite bad.
Yeah, so when they keep saying it's a Democratic hoax...
It can't be.
It can't be because he was arrested during a Republican...
Please arrest Bill Clinton.
Yeah, do it.
Please.
That'd be hilarious, to be honest
with you. Couldn't give a fucking
shit. Is anyone checking the McDonald's?
Oh, my God. Does anybody check the fat pussy store?
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that Clinton and the Trump at the same diet.
Yeah, I know.
God, you know what, guys? Listen, we really don't want to talk about politics on this show, but if you keep putting murderers and child molesters into office.
We
have to talk about it.
All I want to do is not talk about the government. Okay? Yeah. I'd love to just be back in, but it's just important to understand that what we're dealing with here is some of the worst group of villains that we have ever seen, and it's only...
It's like when ESPN had to cover Sandusky.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like we don't want to be doing this, but technically he's a coach.
It's like right here. You know, like, look at us. Eddie and I have been gallivanting across Hollywood. I, of course, got to be, and I'll talk about how wonderful it was to, like, the privilege I felt walking over to Beyond Fest, and my the director of the film Fuck My Son by Todd Rohal, he directed an episode of Pretty Face is Going to Hell. He gave me VIP treatment.
Nice.
So I got to walk past that crowd waiting to see Fuck My Son. And I got to sit in VIP sitting like a true VIP watching another man dressed as a woman fuck somebody dressed as his son.
Hell yeah.
And it was honestly...
This was the premiere?
That was the premiere.
Is what you did last night?
That's two nights ago.
Oh, two nights
That's
ago.
That's the one I went to. Eddie got to go with the Filippo brothers to the Smashing Machine.
Well, Danny Filippo took me.
He
as
got
Michael.
To go to a cool ass one.
I met The Rock. I met The Rock. He was great. Man, he was... Oh, God. He's so hot.
Yeah, he's handsome.
He's very good. Very... I mean, listen to this, dude. All right? It's his movie premiere. The biggest, but he's like shooting for an Oscar. Then once he gets this Oscar, he's going to run for president.
Sure.
You know, it's like, this is the plan.
I don't want him to be president.
I don't want him to be president
because he's
either,
a Republican.
But this is what's
we know that he's a Republican.
Yeah. No, I'm not voting for him, but this is the plan, it seems like. The man is so hot. He's at his movie premiere. He's wearing a suit, no shirt.
I mean, that's, yeah, he can do it.
Woo!
Yeah, only he can do it.
Woo!
What does he smell like?
I mean, it's everything and nothing.
Does he smell like, is he stinky?
No, not at all. No one was stinky. It was a beautiful evening.
See, but that's just the differences between here. It's just so funny because we kept saying, we were both joking around when I was there with Grant at Fuck My Son.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's that picture of your face. It's
yeah,
so funny.
So happy. Yeah. I'm just thrilled. Yeah,
Dan, oh my God,
I wouldn't have done shit. Danny's like, we're getting a picture with The Rock. Yeah. You're going to fight him. You're going to fight The Rock.
No, you this know, shit's
I was like,
for
I was
real,
like I don't know, Danny. I don't know if I'm going to do this. No, you're going to fight him. I was like, all right, well, maybe. He's like, well, maybe we drug him. I was like, all right, Danny, relax.
So funny. I don't want our show to turn into one of these other comedy podcasts where we just talk about our green room experiences. But this really was like
it was a special experience.
You got to do something really funny, and it was really funny to be a Fuck My Son VIP.
Yeah, you were a Fuck My Son VIP, and then I'm hanging out with A24 trying to sell your movie for you.
Yes, go to UFO.movie, please help us. I would have never said anything about my fucking movie there. I would not have said anything. All right, let's get to some more stories. All right, so the first one we should do is this really, this do first this intense one. Oh, should we start for 31 for 31? Should we just do that at first?
Yeah, let's do it real quick. Yeah, we're doing 31 for 31. The list is out. Go to LP on the left at Instagram to check it out. We know there are some spelling errors. We rushed it.
And we're going to fix it. We just wanted to get the list out. We are going to fix, there are some problems with the graphic. We're going to fix the graphic.
We know Dead Snow is not Korean or Japanese.
No, there was a note in the script.
To put a Korean or Japanese movie in the foreign section.
But then Dead Snow stayed there.
We were like, oh, we're talking about Nazis. We got to do a Nazi horror movie.
Yes, and for those of you that are like, oh, these movies should be more intense, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm helping Eddie. I
picked half of them.
He did. We did back and forth. We went back and forth and we chose. And so the goal here, honestly, for our 31 for 31 this year, it's spooky.
Yeah.
And we are hopefully going to make Side Stories more spooky over the next couple of weeks. The most spooky thing we're talking about today, obviously, is Epstein and DeForvitt. But we will be getting into more spooky material as the month goes. Please send us your letters. I want to hear your ghost stories. I want to hear some really scary stuff that's happened to you. I already got some listener pastas, but I don't want fictional. I would love some real life ghost stories or real life stories that we could tell here because it's fun to do. So just email us at Side Stories.
If anyone's banged a werewolf, even if it's a cop, you know, let us know.
Especially if it's a cop.
What movie are you most excited for on the list?
So far, there's movies that I have never seen before. One is The House of Dracula, which I've never seen. It is the OG Christopher Lee Dracula. That one I've never seen. And honestly, I'm really excited for our schlock, that the schlock section. I'm excited for Blood Diner. I'm excited for, because we're going to set up in my backyard a screen to watch The Thing That Came From Outer Space and Blood Feast.
Nice. I have Blood Diner on DVD. And so that was given to me like a decade ago, and I'm finally going to watch it.
No, I'm glad.
Excited. The one I'm really excited for is The Hitcher. I've never seen The Hitcher.
It's good.
Yeah. It's you seem like it's good.
You know what? Slashers. I go in and out on slashers.
I like slashers. I think they're my favorite type of horror.
I feel like that is very common, and I'm just not. I can give or take slashers, but Hitcher is good.
Okay.
And so yeah, it's gonna be great. But join us under 31 for 31 adventure. All right.
It says R.I.P. Rucker Hauer. Is he dead?
No.
Rucker Hauer can't.
No, he's not dead. Not today.
Oh, yeah, dead. 2019. Been dead for 6 years.
Rest in peace.
Wow. He died the same day as my Uncle Eddie.
Breaking news. All right, here we go. Let's get some stories.
Live from your grave.
So this guy, I love. There's been a rash of it. I think it's coming a lot of because of COVID. And it's a thing that people do. Like the idea of a semi. It's always like a semi-outcast son that has lived with his parents until he's in his 50s. This happens a lot.
Yes.
And then this guy, right, this one specific guy recovering, Lorenz Krauss, he like had this idea in his head that my parents are too old to live. He said that his mother fell down, smashed her face up, and his father got a terrible case of double vision. That actually allowed him not drive anymore. And so he said Lorenz Krauss took it upon himself to alleviate the pain of his parents' existence by murdering them.
This guy's done nothing his entire life and starts with killing his parents.
Yes. And he said that it's really fucked up. But then that's not where this goes, right? The way it happens is that he decides they start looking into the Social Security checks.
He's cashing them.
Of course. He's been doing it since 2017. So they start looking into it. Lorenz Krauss, like a true proud American, decides to get in front of this news story by marching down to the CBS station, his local CBS station. This is completely real, where he, in a unasked for interview with the head anchor of, I guess this, what is the WRGB, right? With the guy, who's it? Floyd, what's his name of the anchor?
This is
Greg Floyd.
Yes.
Right? He walks in and says, I want to confess to killing my parents.
Tiny shorts.
Yo, very tiny shorts. Loves those Under Armour shoes. And he says to him, oh my God, will you do this on camera? And for some reason, this man says yes. So next thing you know, they're in a newsroom with cameras on him.
Yeah.
And he is live recording a full confession to him murdering his parents to this interviewer. Now, it's so funny.
But he's officially pleaded not guilty.
Oh my God. You guys got to watch this. It's 32 minutes long.
It's so good.
And the guy comes in, first of all, Lorenz Krauss, he's Geppetto.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's kind of nice.
He looks like Geppetto. He has the little glasses.
Played by Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, big, long skullet. I love. I'm looking forward to having this skullet.
Yeah, you're going to look good in this.
Yes. He, obviously, he's a weird worm man. Greg Floyd turns to him and he's just like, so what brings you here today? And at first, he's all like, I just want to talk about how hard it is to have old parents. And he's like, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, they just get so old so fast. And the government really needs to help us. The government needs us to help. So basically, he does this whole beginning spiel about how the government needs to kill our parents for us.
Oh.
Which
not keep up Social Security.
No. Because Social Security's cooking.
Yeah, it certainly was.
He's doing great. He's saying that you should be able to legally kill your parents. And then this guy, Greg Floyd, rips him. He just keeps like being like, so how'd you do it? He's like, well, we're not going to go into all the details, all that. How'd you do it? I don't feel like it's appropriate for me to. Did you beat him to death? Did you shoot her in the head? Did you stab her in the chest? He's like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, I wouldn't do it. Did you suffocate him? Yes.
I thought he strangled him.
That's, yes. It was just like, literally, it was just like, yeah, yes, I did. Because he basically realized this guy, and so he gives him the whole thing. They buried him in the backyard, and then he lived with their corpses for so long. But the worst was his describing him suffocating his father to death, and then the father dead, and then he was like, but my mom was like, obviously real kind of sad about that, so I gave her some time alone with him. So she laid with his corpse for several hours, and then I went in and did my mother.
Jesus Christ.
He told them we're going on vacation.
Yeah, and they did.
And then he did that to his parents.
They went down south.
I can't believe they believed him.
Yeah, you know.
Well, how is he going to afford vacation? He can't even get his own place.
I think there's one way you could put... Yeah, that's how you put him on vacation, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then, all the YouTube comments are about how neither of them are wearing socks.
It is really gross, actually.
It is. It's gross, but at the same time, he's talking about killing his parents. Everyone is obsessed with no socks.
It's the fact that Greg Floyd is in a full suit and no socks on, and it's disgusting.
He's not used to people seeing his feet.
He's ready to go from the waist up.
Dude, he's not Giorgio Valentino.
Yeah.
He can't be walking around with suit and no socks on unless you are a literal Italian supermodel.
But he doesn't. No one's supposed to see this man's feet.
It does seem to be like this was hastily put together.
They both have
a little cups of coffee and he's just sitting there.
No, this is the holding room. This is like the green room for the next guy about to go on. They're like, dude, grab a camera, Greg.
You're doing it right now, guys. Idiot's about to do some great shit. Let's go.
Yeah.
How does that work that day? Like, they're all just sitting in the studios and a man shows up and you're like, I'd like to talk about how I killed my parents. They're all like, copters up.
Yeah.
And they went, and so they called the police. They did this interview with him. They shook his hands. He leaves and he gets arrested right outside.
Good God.
He's such a fucking weirdo, man. Yeah.
But he's, he's pleading not guilty.
And he's talking a lot. He's talking to another reporter. Oh, is that Greg Floyd again?
This man hasn't had...
Wow, Greg Floyd went back in after he's jailed.
Oh, I wonder if they have socks in jail.
Oh, wow. No, they don't.
I know they don't have socks.
Because the suicide watch.
Yeah. But I wonder if Greg wore socks.
I mean, if he wants to fucking not get...
Yeah, take notes.
F-jobbed.
Yeah, take notes, Greg.
Because you'll get F-jobbed.
We all have to talk about this shit. It's like, dude, I don't want to talk about your fucking feet.
Get somebody else. Get somebody in there. They're one thing the government's good at is killing old people.
Well...
Right?
Yeah, I don't want to jump subjects too fast, but there's another guy who took murder into his own hands this week.
Whom?
This fella over here, he's a vigilante. His name is hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I say it correct. Varun Suresh. All right. 29-year-old Varun Suresh went on to the sex offenders website.
Yes, and the local websites where they do that sometimes, right? They put these registries together.
And we talked about it here on Citizen App, wants you to pay for it, but you can just find it otherwise. And he found another man named David Brimmer. David Brimmer was convicted in 1995 of lewd and lascivious acts with a child. He was released from prison in 2004. And then Varun Suresh stabbed the fucking shit out of him and murdered him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He went to his house because his address was on the sex offender list, and he went to his house. He rang the door, and he's like, are you David Brimmer? And he's like, yeah, I'm David Brimmer.
He pretended to be an accountant.
Yes.
So he did this thing where he wanted to pretend, I guess, to be a door-to-door CPA offering tax help to old people. That's like how he got in the door, and David Brimmer opened it, and then Very Krugersdorp. But then this guy went buck wild and stabbed him in the fucking neck.
See, he kept going for the neck. He stabbed him in the neck, and then Brimmer ran away, and then he chased after Brimmer. Brimmer went to his neighbor's house, knocked on the door. They let him in. He jumps on Brimmer in the neighbor's house, starts stabbing him in the neck
Brimmer gets
up again, runs out into the front yard. Suresh tackles him again, slits his throat.
Yep.
And then, after all of it was said and done, he said he deserved to die. He hurt children, and honestly, it was kind of fun.
That's what he does. He says the ordeal was honestly really fun. He thought it should be cool because everybody hates pedophiles.
Yes.
Which is, he's not wrong, but it's not cool. It's never cool to kill anyone. We know this. We know that no one wants to be murdered. No one needs to be murdered for any cause unless they're actively pedophiling.
Now,
right?
I hate every pedophile. I do not like David Brimmer.
No,
he's been out of prison for 21 years, arguably rehabilitated.
Arguably.
So Woo! I mean, if you're gonna do this, actually, you know what? Don't do it.
Yeah. Well,
the way I would put it. The way I would put this is that we said this right before the show, and I think this could fly, is that there's a lot of violence flying around right now.
Yes.
A lot of violence flying around. There's a lot. It's kind of getting the temperature is really high in the country. And it's, you know, if pedophiles are going to catch some of it, then that's how that's going to go. You know?
I mean, that's like one of those things.
All
where
of our paths
that's
are very available on the internet.
Well, this idea, and then, because then you have somebody like, what's his name, Ted Cruz, that's doing this idea of like, stop attacking pedophiles, and this idea of like, oh, well, then maybe we need to stop having a registry. This is this new fun thing that they're also trying to do. And it's just like, no, I think that we can just prosecute this man and stab the pedophile to death to the full extent of the law.
Yeah.
And we can keep doing that every single time a pedophile gets stabbed to death. We'll just, to whoever stabbed him to death, that you go to jail.
You know that that's what the result is.
Yes. Am I shedding a tear? No.
Yes.
Honestly, no. But that's how the system works.
Yeah. He was on the Megan's Law website, which is California's version of sex offender registry.
I want them to have a flag in front of their fucking house. To be honest, I couldn't give a fuck about a pedophile's rights, unfortunately. Yeah. So that's one of those things where I couldn't care less. But no one should be murdered for no reason.
Yes, man, it is a sticky situation.
Oh, it's very sticky. But it's also, yeah, because I'm not pro the murder, but again, I'm not super sad about it.
No, I mean, you know, when was the last time I actually really got sad about a murder?
You know what's interesting? Because of my brain, because obviously I was talking about this at the top of our Himmler episode one about how, like, in therapy, I was like trying to explain this like melancholy I was experiencing this week and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you've been reading about Nazis and you're sad. And I was like, fuck you. But there was like, DeForvid hit me.
Oh,
the DeForvid
really?
Stuff is actually making me really, like, it's making me really sad. It's
I mean,
really
obviously,
upset.
I'm upset about, you know,
all the stuff,
the young
whatever.
Girl,
but like, the DeForvid stuff makes me sad just because it just feels like one of those things that it's like, childhood isn't Euphoria. It's not the television show, and that everyone needs to, like, pull their heads out of their asses. I'm like, kids be kids, but it's like a whole thing. I mean, I don't know. Again, I am a fatherless, childless, 41-year-old man who stays in his lane.
I'll tell you what, Euphoria definitely put the nail in the coffin on me wanting to have kids.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, oh, it's fine with me. I don't need kids to be cooler than me.
Yes.
I don't need kids to be hanging out with the weekend. Here's an update. Did this story, I actually just saw this.
All right.
This documentary series that was about the Austin yogurt murders.
Yes.
Which was a...
How was the doc?
Do you know what? Surprisingly, it is not as filling as normal documentary. You know what I mean? There was something about the yogurt part of it. I'm sorry. It was good. It was a good documentary. It was a bit long. But they basically were talking about this. This was in 1991. Four teenage girls at an Austin yogurt shop were tied up. They were, I guess it wasn't, they weren't robbed, but they were shot. It was a brutal murder, and it has been unsolved ever since. And it seems to have just been solved. They were at an I Can't Believe It's Yogurt store. And then the
I
guy
remember those.
Set,
I love those.
Oh, yes. And then the guy who did it set fire to the building to get rid of the bodies. But now it looks like it's this guy. They tried to prosecute guys. It didn't work out. But then it seems that DNA...
They gave some dude the fucking death penalty.
Yes. Yes. And he managed to squeak his way out of that thing.
Because of the DNA didn't match his.
Didn't match. So now it looks like it has finally found its match, which is this guy. It's Bashers. What's his first two names? It's fucking horrible. Robert Eugene Brashers is looking like he is a serial killer that was... He died in 1999. He shot himself during an hours-long standoff with police at a motel in Kennett, Missouri.
Yes.
And it seems that they have figured out he was the one who did it. And there's a bunch of other cold cases that he's being attached to as well.
South Carolina in 1990, strangled a woman, and then a mother and daughter in Missouri in 1998. He's also connected to a 1997 rape of a 14-year-old girl in Tennessee.
Sadly, though, I just wish his mustache wasn't so great. It's just...
You like
guys.
That stash?
The other one, the previous one, not that picture. The other one, the older one.
Is this the same guy?
I think it is. I think he's just fatter.
I think he's, he probably lost weight at
he's
some
dead.
Point. He's been dead.
Yeah, he's a
this
fucking
guy's
skeleton.
He's been
now.
Dead for 26 years.
So it looks like that story has finally come to a
close.
This
guy's been dead longer than DeForvid's been alive.
Wow. God, DeForvid did so much damage in such a small period of time.
Yeah. No, yeah, so thank God they finally were able to close this case and give these families some kind of closure. But man, what a brutal fucking murder. I imagine some more stuff is going to come out about this guy who we didn't know anything about until he fucking killed himself.
Well, no, we know that he had a bunch of, they're just now, what I always get worried about with shit like this.
Oh, is that they're going to just like start attaching
cold,
everything?
Just closing cases. But they did it through DNA.
It has to be through DNA.
Yes.
If his DNA is there, he did it.
He did it.
Because he's fucking killing people all the time.
Yes. He does sort of looks like, what's his name? Ike Barinholtz.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess a little bit. You know, cast him in the movie.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please, I love him.
I can see him as a scary actor.
He's a great actor.
This is a fun story. Let's see. We've been brutal today. Can we just do something fun real quick?
Well, it's been brutal.
You're right. Everything's been great. Everything's been great. There's a very mean squirrel.
Oh, dude, this shit's fucked up.
There's a very mean squirrel. The squirrel has sent two people to the emergency room.
Guys, this is like not fucking around, man.
Yeah, man. There is a squirrel, and you know where the squirrel lives? Diablo Circle.
Oh, fuck! Yeah. The squirrel knows the pains of hell.
But this squirrel has been randomly attacking people, sending people to the hospital. It's attacked five different people. Two of them have gone to the hospital.
Wow.
And the woman said, it clamped onto my leg. The tail was flying up here. I was like, get off of me, get off of me. Like, the squirrel has any fucking idea what you're saying.
But it's kind of crazy the fact that this thing's going out of its way and you're jumping on people and fucking attacking people.
Yeah. And you know what I like, my favorite, is the very end of the article that I read. It's from the Associated Press. It says that that from the Humane Society said there have never been reports of squirrel attacks coming up with rabies.
Well, that's the thing. You're worried about the rabies part of it, but it's also...
But they killed the other squirrel because of rabies.
I remember that. You remember
the guy
fucking...
with the big dick guy?
Yeah.
And they killed, what was that squirrel's name? Mr. Peanut?
Like Stinkers.
Stinkers
Peanut
Peanuts?
The squirrel. Man.
Peanut the squirrel. Peanut the squirrel. Yeah, they were murdered
him.
They
did fucking
they just
offed
him. But
ass.
Then in this story, they're like, listen, this squirrel definitely doesn't have rabies.
What has he got?
I don't know.
On the police.
Oh, he's probably a CTE.
Whoa. Fuck! They don't want to check his little squirrel brain.
Yeah, he's been playing squirrel football too
long. Whoa, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, he's been boxing a little
bit
too much.
Wow, 5 months after this, they're still trying to sue for the murder of the squirrel.
Yeah, no, they're not. It's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, but
how
do you
quantify how much a squirrel's worth, how much a squirrel's life is worth?
With this squirrel, I think, is just going to be killed for murder, for being a mean squirrel.
Well, to be honest,
they find
it. No, it's assault.
It's assault, yeah.
No, until it has a victim, it's just assault.
You're right. But
it's not good. But I actually don't really understand, like, how difficult it is to sort of, like, just fucking kick this thing to death.
I mean,
or fucking
it's
fling it into the street.
Ladies, it's a San Francisco area, like suburb. So it's a lot of soft people. Lucas Valley.
Lucas Valley. Is that that's footage of it?
Yeah, this is footage.
Is footage of the squirrel?
This is footage of the squirrel, yeah.
What? Right,
where is it?
I don't know.
I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't fucking see it.
Yeah,
over there somewhere. They're afraid of him.
Wow, this woman is desperately afraid of the squirrel.
It's over there.
It's over there. I can hear it. I know it wants to. I know it wants to rape
me. Man, the squirrels in my backyard were fucking the other day. It was pretty great.
Squirrels in my backyard are fucking living a life.
Yeah.
Sitting out there just loving life and my dog just stares at him.
Yeah, just
that's a picture of it right there.
Oh, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah,
squirrel.
I could see. Yeah, he looks like Gary Busey if Gary Busey was a squirrel.
Yeah, poor guy. He's just upset. You know, leave
Not
him alone.
The squirrel.
Yeah, the
squirrel. Not
upset.
Gary Busey.
No, Gary Busey, I don't know.
He just grabs some butts. You see that got 2 years probation?
Oh, is that what happened to
him? Yeah, grabbing butts.
For really?
Yeah, Halloween at a horror movie festival or con. Grabbing butts.
I mean, at some point, when are we going to remove him from the public?
The key is, again, to all the people, and y'all know what to do here. That hand, no matter where it is, you can touch another human at a con. It's got to be shoulder blades up.
Shoulder blades up.
Key is shoulder blades up. Look at it. If you're even
Does
close
that mean
to
I
a pant.
Put my hand in their mouth?
Yes. Hand in mouth is definitely better than hand on butt.
You think so?
Oh yeah, sure. A lot of people will take a suck on a thumb. People like to suck on fingers, apparently. This whole thing, but that's the key. But I'm just saying to my artist friends, hands between the shoulder blades.
Man,
never touch anything else. Don't let the front. You also, you know what I do is an angle check. This is how sexless things have gotten, guys. I do an angle check. You can't be too close, right? You have to angle your body away. Mm-hmm. If your penis can even remotely point towards her clitoris at all, you're in a danger zone.
That's a good point.
You want to be here with the penis facing towards the clitoris.
Yeah.
All right? So you want to move it away. The key, always move it away. Cut the angle off no matter what. Hand above waist.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you got to do. These are all these small rules.
You know, when it comes to the Gary Busey thing, we all know he's crazy.
Yes.
We all know he's dangerous. You know, we all know he's a loose cannon. Is it, at what point are the people who put him on in these cons like slightly responsible?
No, I actually, you can't be in control of anybody's specific behavior. You really can't. And Gary Busey, you know, he goes in and out. It seems like he's one of those guys that sometimes he's fine. And also you got to remember these old school guys, these old men. They come from a different time.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really used to, and I'm not, this is not an excuse. This is the kind of shift that needs to educate these morons, but it's one of those where, like, it's not 1978 anymore. You just can't touch a woman like that no more. People get really upset. You never could.
You never could. You never, you know.
But you never should have.
No.
But it used to be a little bit looser out there.
Yeah, but now, I mean, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Stay away from anyone that you are worried about as well, please.
Oh, look, he's doing fine. Happy Sunday. Ice cream Sunday for him. Oh, wow. He is frightening looking.
He's just,
Gary Busey.
Historically scary.
He is. He's great. He used to be a really great actor.
Oh, yeah.
Start a fire in your grandmother's panties.
I know it. He's amazing in the first Lethal Weapon. Lots of people are amazing.
The Buddy Holly movie.
Yeah. He's Buddy Holly.
Dude, he's great in that. Mel Gibson, also great performer.
Great performer.
Great director.
Bad human.
Bad person.
Bad human.
What are you
going to
do?
Oh, man. Sean Penn. So good in One Battle After Another.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Bad dude.
Bad guy.
Great in the movie. Sometimes the best actor is a bad human.
Sometimes you meet these, and I'll go out there and just say, try not to ever meet a comedian you're a huge fan of.
No, especially nowadays.
If you could, try not to meet one, because they're all fucking monsters. They're all so mean. Our coworkers are all so mean, guys.
Yeah.
Everybody's so mean. And except some people, well, except for the lovely people enjoying themselves at October 7th, the Riyadh Comedy Festival. And I just think that some of our very favorite Jewish friends are really enjoying themselves playing on that wonderful anniversary down over in the Riyadh Comedy Festival, where guys can really be guys.
Oh yeah, shout out to all the comics.
Chris DiStefano, our old buddy, that did a fun little plug for Riyadh and how great Saudi Arabia is. How about like all the rest of the I can't believe that.
Shout out to Nimesh Patel for dropping out of the festival.
Yeah, good work. Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, Nimesh. I'm proud of you, man.
Live from your grave.
Speaking of some other people that have CTE, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Shane Tamura. Do you remember him? He was the guy who drove from Los Angeles to New York City to shoot up the offices of the NFL. He played high school football, and he claimed he had CTE. And so he went to the offices of the NFL in New York City, drove all the way from Las Vegas. He had a big old gun with him. And he went in and he shot up the lobby, and then he went upstairs and he went to the wrong floor because he got on the wrong elevator, shot someone from BlackRock or
Blackstone.
Blackstone. Shot one of the CEOs there and then ended his own life. And he had a note in his pocket said he was doing it because he had CTE and to please study his brain. I am sorry. And, turns out he had it. He has CTE.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that he should have done this, but it falls under the same thing we were talking about earlier.
But I find it very interesting that it seems that the CTE kind of also fucked up the what he was doing, too, in a way. Like, it seemed like he was confused. He didn't know quite what he was doing. He knew he was angry, and he wanted to do something about it. But it seems that he had all of the CTE symptoms, too, right? Where it's like,
if he, I mean, If he didn't have GPS, he probably wouldn't even gotten there.
Oh my God!
If we were still doing MapQuest, you know, this everyone would still be alive.
How you know how hard it is to find? He would have shot at a tree somewhere in Arkansas. You know what I mean? Like if this was a real back in the day, we had to follow those little squiggly lines with CTE. He couldn't be able to get anywhere, man. He'd be like, "God damn it, this map spaghetti."
But yeah, no, he unfortunately, he very much suffered from it. He only played high school football.
Well, didn't they? Isn't a lot of people that say that there was that's the conspiracy theories that he was never there to shoot the NFL people? But it just seems like it's so deeply on the nose that, yeah, and it does seem like weirdly in other cases.
So that would mean the cops made it up.
Eddie.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
cops never. What? But cops don't make stuff up like that.
But what's the end game? What's the end game of them making this up?
What do you mean?
Cops aren't going to fucking make up. Cops love football. As someone who worked at a sports bar in New York City, cops love football. They're there every week watching the fucking games. They're not going to sit there and put negative press about the NFL out there. They're just not.
So you think that was the idea
this guy really did want. This guy knew he had CTE and he went there to shoot everybody.
And he just was looking for. And then when he'd already shot up the lobby and he couldn't figure out how to get into the NFL part, he just played it. Weirdly.
He might have thought that he did.
Ooh.
That's the worst part.
God, yeah, if it's just him just going back into the they're like in his head, just being like, laces out, yeah. Laces out.
Yeah, I mean, he killed civilians, he killed a cop, yeah. He killed a security guard. You know, it was a fucking big mess, man.
And I also got some very interesting emails, like talking about the Guardian helmet, about how, like, it doesn't really do that much, and we're still sort of in this kind of cloud. This is, your series on Aaron Hernandez could not have been at a weirder
It really was like because not only like the goal was like for the start of football season, I didn't realize that Rudy Johnson was going to fucking kill himself.
Wild.
I didn't realize this guy was going to shoot up. I was already working on it when this crime happened.
It's just interesting. And now that we know that he has CTE, it makes a lot of sense. And I'm just, God. It's hard because then you and I then redefended NFL last week and you come back, you know, sorta, you know,
not
it's like
really.
Those...
I mean, I mentioned the things that were positive about it, but then in the very next breath, I mentioned that Rudy Johnson took his own life.
Yeah.
You know, and Rudy Johnson, it was notoriously a nice guy and until the end, you know, and so it's like, this is what happens.
Yeah. It is just, it's a shame, man. But also,
I'm done, dude.
I know, you're out.
I hate it.
I get it.
It's been driving me crazy all week. You know, I said it multiple times. The amount of messages I've gotten from people that are like just thanking me for fucking talking about it earnest and reality of what the fuck's happening here. Like ex-football players are messaging me. You know, it's shit's fucking crazy.
Absolutely. I get it. It's so hard. It's a whole, I can see being conflicted too, though. I can see it all. I understand why people are conflicted because I do understand there's a search. Our country right now, and I think a lot of people right now have this idea, which is coming up in our series that we're currently doing. They want a fantasy. They miss being alone in a fantasy. They miss a world that never existed. They miss a pure, quote-unquote, world that was never there. And football and sports, like, key into what we were talking about before last time, that nostalgia button. That's bigger. The nostalgia button is not just about IP and about stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's about this idea of wanting to go back to something that was simpler. And you gotta understand as a person, it never was.
Yeah, well, nostalgia is all like you trying to relive the only decent times of your childhood.
I get it.
That's what nostalgia really is. But you're keying into that.
But then the thing is, in my mind, is like, don't you want new moments now, though?
I'm creating them personally.
But same thing. I felt like, I'll say it, it's weird. As a 41-year-old man, it felt like I became 13 again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They say, I've heard people talk about this, but it's true. It's like I started to realize, like,
it's not a midlife crisis for us. It's just fun.
Yes, I just get to have, I'm having more fun than I've had in a long time, but it's, there's just something about this idea of that, of like, that's why they don't want to fuck with it, is because if we start fucking with football and you really, do you remember all the kind of drama went on when the stupid home run scandals and baseball and all the Deflategate stuff and all that kind of stuff, it just like, it bums people out.
Well, yeah,
and they don't want to deal with it.
It's their release. It's for a lot of people, it's their entire personality. And
yeah, I know.
You know, and it's, you know, it's hard, you know. And what I miss about football, one of the things I do miss about football is, because obviously, even though, like, I, you know, I haven't watched in 2 years now, and, you know, the one thing I miss is, like, being able to talk to, like, people I don't know well.
Yeah, bros.
You know, like, people, like, you know, it's like, oh, we're talking about, you know, what I do is I just revert back to 90s. You know,
yeah, I
just
get
start
it.
Talking about the 90s because that's all burnt in my head.
Yeah.
You know, like, I have no idea who the fuck's playing now. You know, it's.
Well,
like,
if you want to worry about never having conversations ever again, just start talking about Epstein. Every single time they talk about football, you could just talk about all the stuff you know about Jeffrey Epstein, or you could do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just squash all that.
Oh, yeah. Just be like, oh, you know, my favorite player is Colin Kaepernick.
Yep. Done.
Yeah.
Watch it go. All right. So we have some listener emails,
which is gonna stay kind of in the same little area here. It's just all, you know. Also, shout out to Teddy from Lambert's Cafe for sending us molasses.
Honestly,
I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do with it.
I know what I'm gonna do with it.
Kill someone with a can.
Fuck.
You're gonna fuck with molasses.
I'm a fuck with it.
Oh god,
this is my new lube.
Ugh.
You yeah, wanted man. It for the jar because we got a jar. Someone sent us the jar.
Oh, okay.
You had asked for molasses for the jar.
Can I open is that this up? What happened?
I think
I forget,
so.
I forget the things.
This is going to be a mess. Don't open
that.
Right
we you don't
think
need
me opening
open.
Up this jar of molasses is going to cause a problem in
yeah,
here?
Yeah, don't open the molasses in here.
You don't like how you get
Rob's
syrup
in charge
on
of the molasses.
Yeah.
I don't want you touching that. We got a lot of thought. We got
Ain't
stuff
it stiff?
Going on. You're stiff.
Yeah.
I am. I got a couple stingers if you guys want them.
Of course.
Oh, listen to mail. Listen to emails, please.
Listener email.
Oh, this is like new.
Yeah.
This feels very modern.
Yeah, it's very deformant.
Very deformant.
Yeah.
And then you probably hear me.
Damn, dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long-ass stinger.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little too long. It's a stinger.
It's a whole
it's
song.
To be like 5 seconds.
That was great, though.
I appreciate it.
I like that a lot. Who did that one? That one is from Tyler Templeton.
Oh, Tyler Templeton.
Oh, Tyler Templeton. Love that guy.
And we've been getting so many stingers lately. Like, we've been getting flooded with stingers.
I love the stingers.
This last one is absolutely insane.
We have another one?
You got to hear this one. This one is insane.
Yeah! Cool!
Oh, kick it up a notch!
Man, that's dope, dude.
They're yeah. sending full songs now, man.
No, man, that's fucking awesome. Who did that one?
That one is from our buddy, Corey Rock.
Oh, look at that. Guys, really great stuff.
Thank you, Corey.
Really fucking good stuff.
I appreciate you, buddy.
There we go. Just wanted to share a story about the time me and my dad met Aaron Hernandez.
Ooh.
At a Pop Warner event in Gillette Stadium. I was in 7th grade. I was given an award by my Pop Warner League for having good grades and doing community service. Aaron Hernandez was the speaker at the award ceremony that was taking place in the club box seat part of the stadium. My dad isn't a big fan of the Patriots and didn't know who Aaron Hernandez was. When my dad came back to the table after going to the bathroom, he mentioned some big Hispanic guy in the bathroom with a bunch of tattoos, eyeing him up and down, and asking him, "Hey, what's your problem?" To which my dad replied, "I don't know. Do we have a problem?" For context, my dad is about 6'2" and very muscular. He's a retired Massachusetts State police officer and former SWAT team sniper. So my dad doesn't really back down from anyone. Nothing physical happened between them, and honestly, I don't remember exactly how their interaction ended. I can tell you. I don't think your father's gay. When Aaron got on stage to give his speech, my dad was like, "Hey, that's the guy who tried to fight me in the bathroom." Aaron went on to give some boring, about 2-minute long speech about staying in school. Probably along the lines of like,
that's my school, everybody. Check it out. It's free chalk. It's all sorts of free talk and bananas and apples. Go enjoy yourself. Afterwards, I was able to get his autograph and shake his hand. 3 weeks later, he was arrested for the murder of Odin Lloyd. So all that stuff you guys were saying about him being a hyper-paranoid of people staring at him is most certainly true. Just ask my dad.
Wow.
Even though he was staring at him. He was staring at your father.
Yes. No, well, he was, yeah, I mean,
he got very paranoid.
Imagine how stoned he was in that situation, too. He probably smoked because he was nervous about talking in front of people. And then,
isn't that point, isn't he so used to being high that it's even that big of a fucking deal?
Dude, you remember how much we said he was smoking? He was smoking 4 ounces a week.
That's what I'm saying. At that point, you probably don't even experience anything.
Or extreme paranoia.
Yeah.
When you have ADHD and CTE.
I agree. I was in jail with Aaron Hernandez.
Really? I didn't know that.
I was incarcerated in the Bristol County House of Corrections from November 2012 to April 2014, where he was housed.
Can I say, I made a mistake in the episode. The Bristol County Jail is actually in Massachusetts. It's not in Bristol County, Connecticut. I fucked that up.
You fucking moron.
I am a stupid person.
The misinformation that came out of your mouth put our people in danger. The misinformation? The misinformation? I never had the chance to speak to him directly, however. I did witness an incident that will probably go down as one of the funniest things I've ever seen. There was a large corridor through which kitchen custodial workers have to pass through while heading from the main building to our respective blocks. There's a small window in the corridor which looks out into the SAG yard, where he was being held for obvious reasons. Two kitchen workers I happened to be walking with that day noticed him working out in the yard and started pounding on the window. He ran over, dressed as kitchen workers. These guys, they shouted pantomime, "You hungry, bro? We work in the kitchen. You hungry?" To which he replied that he was indeed very hungry. And a flawless Fall River accent, if you know, the kitchen worker sucked his teeth and said, "Eat a dick, superstar," and just walked away.
Damn.
He was mostly kept in deep segregation because of the nature of his case and alleged gang ties.
Yeah.
And the only other experience I had with him was listening to him freestyle rap at all hours of the night. This is generally accepted as poor block etiquette, but it happens. Needless to say, he was not good. "Yeah, I'm unbelievable. I'm incredible. I'm absolutely unstealable. My rhymes are unbeatable." After a year after I wrapped my bid, I picked up my buddy who had just wrapped his and immediately produced a kite from a sock containing orders from the Fall River higher-ups. Apparently, in the days, weeks leading up to his death, he traded everything he had, sneakers, sweats, essentials, for dope and Suboxone, and accrued an enormous debt. The kite included instructions to go to his wife's house, literally that day, and pick up a watch to cover the debt. I was expressing my doubts when he showed me the bottom of the letter that said, "Never mind, homeboy hung up the gloves last night."
Damn. Imagine how many people ended up going to poor Shayana's house trying to collect random money.
Oh, yeah, that he promised her that she could get, and that people could go get. And then so many losers showed up.
Oh, my God.
So many.
God, man, it really is a fucking truly tragic story.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, but at the same time, oh, the laughter we had.
The time that was had.
We loved doing it. I live every day knowing that I turn bad things into comedy, and sometimes that makes my therapist laugh. It does. I've made my therapist laugh, and when he says to me, "Oh, well, you should leave your material at home," I am my material, Buster Brown.
Yeah, you work for me.
And you're going to love the fact that you're catching cash, fucking getting an hour of primo uncut material for me, a lot of shit that can't even be on the podcast because how deeply inappropriate and upsetting it is.
Yeah.
I wish you could see. Sometimes I wish you could hear my therapy, because then you'd be like,
"You
damn.
Pay him to do a worse show."
Yeah. That's what I do. All right, so take it up with them.
I want to say we got a big thing happening this month. I'm very excited about it. October, okay? Are you ready for this? October, last podcast on the left is the artist in residence at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
This is fun.
Yes, this is. So basically what happened was Trump cut the funding for NPR, and so this station that I love, 88.5 The SoCal Sound, was doing a fundraiser to kind of recoup all the money they were losing from. And so I donated $50. I called in. I was like, yo, I was like, and then I was giving them, like, my name's Edward Larson. I gave them all my information. They're like, hold on, Ed Larson from last podcast on the left. I was like, yeah. I was like, you listen? He's like, fuck yeah, we do. And I was like, hell yeah, bro, we got to save the station. And then he's like, well, we're going to make you artist in residence in October for Spooky Month.
Yes.
So, so now we're doing it.
So we'll be doing
Saturday.
DJ sessions, yeah, right?
Every Saturday in October from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific. You can check us out on 88.5, the SoCal Sound in Los Angeles. Also, if you're all bummed out that you're not going to be able to hear it because you don't live in Los Angeles, go to the SoCalSound.org and click on the Artist in Residence button, and then you can listen to our fucking episodes. All right. And here's what we're doing every Saturday in October. October 4th is going to be Marcus. He's doing it live. He's like, I'm going in.
He wants to do it legit. We're pre-recording. Yeah.
Yeah. And October 11th is going to be my own personal show. On October 18th is going to be No Dogs in Space. And October 25th is going to be Last Podcast on the Left live on the radio. Dude, I've always wanted to be a DJ. And
dude, it's awesome.
I'm so excited for this. We're not taking any money. We're raising money for the SoCal Sound. We're saving the station. So go, please donate to the SoCalSound.org and just listen to us. I can't wait for this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Also, October 12th, I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin with Logan Metz, a comedy on state. Please come see us there. And then on November 16th, I'm going to be in San Diego, California with Amber Nelson at Mike Drop Comedy.
Oh, great. I didn't know what Amber was doing. That's great.
Yeah.
And go check us out October 24th at the Mateel Community Center in Humboldt County.
Redway, California.
Come see Ed and I do. We're going to have a fucking blast. We're going to have a Halloween costume contest.
Yes.
You got to show up and get it. Please buy tickets at lastpodcastontheleft.com. We're having, so just buy it from our website. It's going to be fucking awesome. And go check out our new interview with Ben Leonberg on the very cute indie. From Good Boy, the film, we interviewed a dog.
Yes, it was a blast. Check it out on YouTube. You can listen to it, but of course, check it out on YouTube where it's obviously way funnier when you can see the fucking dog. Yes. And also, I gotta say, folks, the Kickstarter for Unbelievably Friendly Organisms.
You're very sweet.
You go ahead, donate to this. We gotta get this movie made. I need to be in a movie that Ron Jeremy is not also in.
Yes.
I've been in two movies. I've never been on
set
with him.
He's been in both of those movies?
Both of the movies I've been in.
Yeah, yeah,
I need a third movie credit.
Yes.
So please, help us
with
make this movie.
With a non-canceled good adult film icon. Like a nice adult film icon.
So please go to the Kickstarter for UFO Unbelievably Friendly Organisms and donate and let's get this fucking movie made.
We're really starting to pick up heat. Go to UFO.movie. Thank you guys so much for your support. And go to all the other shit. Go to LP on the Left for all of your social media needs. And go to our new YouTube channels someplace underneath, LPN Romanticy, The Foreign Report, and LPN TV. And Who's the Bee? Check that out. Yes. I was just on that.
And don't forget, if you had tickets for Cleveland, we are now going to the Goodyear Theater in Akron. So go and it goes live on Thursday. So if you had tickets and you were refunded, the promo is available now. So make sure you go and get tickets before it goes live to everybody. But yes, Goodyear Theater in Akron on November 29th. We are officially rescheduled.
Yes. So go check us out. And we love you. Hail Satan.
Hail,
North Korea.
The Rock.
Oh,
I'm hailing The Rock. Thank you for letting me touch you.
Yep.
I touched his hand and then I touched my wife.
How tall is he?
Hand. Way taller than me.
Wow.
At least 6'2".
Awesome.
It's very Googleable. But I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it, Rob. I don't care.
6'4".
Shit, you said it. All right. Yeah, he's big.
All right, goodbye.
I'm going to kiss his chest.